Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk, it's just you and me, by the way, this half hour, this segment, and the next segment's just going to be you and me, and I've got some things on my mind I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about capital management. You know, there are many things that you do, that every small business owner does as they run their business, that they really need to handle personally. One of the biggest challenges, as you know, is delegating for any small business, because you started your business probably by yourself, and you did all the tasks, and you did them so darn well. They were perfect. Maybe some of the tasks nobody had ever done those things before. Your business, you have some unique things to offer, and your business, nobody's ever done it before. You were the only person who knew how to do that. So obviously you did it perfectly. So it's hard to delegate those kinds of things. But we all have to, every CEO, every small business CEO has to fire himself or herself from jobs that she or he doesn't have to do, and promote themselves to the things that only they can do. You need to constantly be on a quest to do things to promote yourself, to just do those things that only you can do. One of those things, in my opinion, nothing is more CEO specific, and it's one of those things than the allocation of capital. How your business allocates capital. Because the only thing that's more precious to a small business than capital is time. Everything else is less precious. And capital and time, those are the two things that a CEO really needs to focus on. Cash management is also CEO critical. You've heard me talk about that many times before. Operating cash flow, I should say. Operating cash flow is not capital. Cash is for expenses and is measured in days, weeks, and months. Capital is for investment, and consequently, it's measured in years, possibly generations. I want to talk about three classic capital expenditure categories. Number one would be replacement and upgrade. So you look around your business, and things and by the way, this is not repair. A repair is an expense that you fund out of operating cash. Something breaks, you fix it, you pay for it. Now, it's a bigger commitment. Capital for replacement and upgrade is a bigger commitment. Most often caused when you just can't repair something anymore. You've repaired it, you've propped it up, you've used baling wire and rubber bands and chewing gum and whatever to put it back together, and it just can't be repaired anymore. When that's no longer an option, or when something just becomes so obsolete that it's dragging you down, that's when you replace an upgrade. And so that's a capital expense. That's when it's not cash, it's capital. Number two, innovation. Exciting innovations are happening. The digital devices that you and I, the programs, the computer programs that are at once creating opportunity and causing disruption. All these things are happening. We live in a very exciting age of innovation. And I actually came of age in the marketplace when this was just getting started, literally just getting started. And it's sped up tremendously now. So we have to pay attention to these things. And you and I, as the CEOs of our small business, we have to mete out the precious capital that we have for innovations in a way that maximizes that opportunity that I talked about, but minimizes the disruption that we all fear. We have to make sure, we have to walk that line, because this is a very tough job, because 21st century innovation weaves a very fine seam between what we call the leading edge and that very dangerous bleeding edge. You want to be near the leading edge with your innovation acquisition through capital expenditures. But you don't want to get out on the bleeding edge. And that's the reason why that job is really a tough one. And the third one is growth opportunity. Should your market footprint be expanded with an acquisition or a new branch? Or should you make an investment to build out more online capability? Which one of those? That's growth opportunity. Should investment be made in support of a new product or direction? Or should you invest in a digital inventory management system that's connected to the supply chain? What should you be doing with that growth capital? That growth, when you look at growth opportunity, how should you invest capital? What should it look like to take advantage of growth opportunities? What you should invest in and when to do it is different for every business. It sure isn't for me to say. But what is not unique, what is the same for everybody, is making sure that cash and capital are applied properly, that you don't get confused about when to use capital, when to use cash. Here's some classic best practices that will help you. First, don't use operating cash to pay for something that has a life of more than 1 year. Think about that. That's going to be on the test, by the way. Second thing to think about. Leaving profits in the business produces retained earnings that become reserves to be used for capital investment. This is where your own success helps pay for capital items. And when you don't have enough of that, but you need to take advantage of an opportunity, you go with a bank loan. That's the third thing. A bank loan can augment retained earnings when the timeline of that opportunity, or if there's some unfortunate capital eating event that happens, when all that, the opportunity or the surprise, doesn't match your internal funding ability, then that's when you have to check with your banker and get a bank loan to help you out. And remember, bankers love it when you have retained earnings, skin in the game. So as we move forward, folks, having a capital plan that combines proper allocation of cash, retained earnings, and bank resources will go a long way toward helping you stay relevant to customers, maintain a competitive advantage, and be more profitable. Last thought, the only thing more precious to a small business CEO than time is capital. Use it wisely. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.